Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show, doing our live broadcast from the Fairmont Sonoma Mission Inn. All the beautiful people, everybody's wide awake now. Lots of people who came in who weren't at, a lot of people from the Secret Show are clearly sleeping in, because man, this place was packed last night. And now we're full of new faces. It's wonderful. Hooman, I see you're standing by, hold on. JCPenney is bringing us this part of the program.
Check one, two. We have to start this segment with something very special.
Oh my goodness. Is that a Bloody Mary with hamburgers coming out of it?
Right.
So, oh my God.
Okay, so this is called a Bloody Mary meal. It has two sliders, it has lobster claws. It's a full meal. 8 ounces of vodka, 54 ounces total.
You can have
it for breakfast, lunch, dinner, all together.
It would take you all day to do it. This Rick Corcoran, by the way, this is your third year of somehow getting this, you know, past the powers that be.
Rick was at the Secret Show yesterday.
Yes,
guys.
He was.
All right.
Okay, so by the way, you're still reinvited for next year.
Oh, so far, so good. Right. Excellent. Right.
I have to tell you, it was the craziest thing ever.
Yeah.
Like, we're not going to go there.
No,
was there one thing in particular?
Too many, and I can't repeat it.
Well,
it was the back door,
thing,
right?
I mean,
right.
That was a rough one. I actually was looking at you and Michelle a bunch of times, like, oh, God, the Fairmont, we want to come back.
Well, they're smart. You know, I give you guys credit. While this tent is well-stocked and we've got everything we need, we are away from everyone else
that is
who's
true.
Trying
right.
to
true.
Enjoy their time. So
there's a purpose.
It's right. It's smart. We're off on a side tent.
Right. But you know what, guys?
You have to walk here.
It is so cool to have you around. It's a blessing for us. We're thrilled. We're great partners. It's awesome.
Well, you guys are excellent.
Well, he's got something to plug.
All right, plug away. Besides the gigantic margarita meal.
Couple
Bloody
of things. Speaking of great things, Michelle Heston, isn't she not the best PR person
yes,
ever?
Yes, yes.
Right.
Thank you, Michelle.
I heard she owns this place.
Yeah.
And one plug. This fall, come back and see us. We will have a food truck. We bought this Airstream trailer. We're going to convert it into a food truck.
Oh.
Late night meals, breakfast, all kinds of things. Groups will buy it for, you know, functions.
Goodness.
It's going to be awesome.
Oh, rad. Right.
Are you going to have Chef Bruno working on that?
Absolutely.
And you know, Bryn, I heard people get the food trucks. They have them out for weddings.
Oh.
Right. That's a great idea.
Where's Anita?
Ding, ding, ding.
Hold on. Bryn, any chance you might want to get married here?
Right on the spot.
I'm on Sonoma.
Where's Lock
Anita?
It in.
Lock it in.
She was
Lock
just here.
It in. Lock it in.
Beautiful.
Lock it in.
Rick, will you give Bryn a deal on his wedding?
Oh.
Of course.
Oh.
Lock it in, dude.
All right.
He's inviting 350 people.
For the price of 10.
Great.
You have to be
Thanks
a good
again.
Deal.
Thank
you,
guys.
Rick. Right. Thank you so
much. Thank you
and
so
Michelle
much, you guys.
And all you guys treat us so well.
Love
we really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Get to JCPenney's 4th of July sale. Save up to 40% on major appliances from brands like GE, LG, and Samsung. That's getting your pennies worth.
What are you doing?
Did you take a picture that we have to Instagram that?
I did
an Instagram story.
That is actually.
Instagram.
Are you looking at this Bloody Mary?
We'll try this.
It has hamburgers coming out of the top of it.
Oh, it's delicious.
Oh, I didn't try it yet.
Well, you're gonna eat. Hey, while you're eating, I'd like to wish one of the listeners that's here right now the happiest of birthdays, Doug.
Oh, where's Doug?
Todd.
Oh, Doug Todd.
Say
that's
he's
right.
Doug Todd.
I thought it was Todd.
Hi, Doug Todd.
Todd. We're going to say he's 39.
All
happy
right.
Birthday,
39
birthday.
Years old. Happy birthday.
So I don't. Is
we got
it,
you a
is
present.
Is it Todd or is it Doug?
No, it's Todd. I thought it was
Todd.
Bob.
Okay.
It's Doug Todd.
I got it.
But it's Todd.
I like Doug Todd. Let's go with that.
Does Doug Todd want to come up and get a little?
Yeah, do you want to take some of this
hey,
lobster
come on
and all kinds of
you
stuff?
You want a birthday sip, Doug
since,
Todd?
Since
come on,
I
Doug Todd.
Messed up your name.
Don't give him the whole thing, though. I want some of that. I mean, it's right. Humongous. I've never seen anything like that before.
Sip it
That's
from the
amazing.
Straw.
Amazing.
Happy birthday.
Take
thank
one
you,
of the hamburgers. You can have some lobster. You can take those pickles.
Oh, Oh, he's, do you oh, want him to take the whole skewer?
No, take the whole skewer. Go
you
ahead.
Get the whole skewer. Take one. It's your birthday.
How about another sip?
Yes.
There you go.
You can have another
all right.
sip.
Doug
the
Todd.
More you drink, the less you use that and I drink.
Right. His wife wants some.
Oh.
Girlfriend.
Let's get married.
Oh, you, game over.
Happy birthday.
Game over.
I wonder how many people just are out there like, I'll never get married. Game over. Thanks, you guys. Oh, happy birthday, Doug Todd.
You're looking at one.
Well, I know you. I'm saying because of you.
That's BS. Hooman, as soon as that girl, it's going to be, he's going to run her down the aisle and put his whole big plan together. You know it.
Well, Hooman in relationships goes so much faster than the average person. Like it runs the whole, I'm telling you, every time. Yeah.
I want a good morning text every day.
Yeah.
What's the problem?
I at least want to check in.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to. He goes
look at him.
So fast.
This is why I'm single.
Call. Yeah. Why? This is why I'm single. I can't control my love.
Where is Rachel?
Where is Rachel?
Somebody, because of all the texts from Bryn, she's like, you're in this town and you didn't let me know.
Oh.
Yeah, see? What's up?
See?
Yeah, who, man?
Why did you blow her off? Poor Rachel.
So cute.
Yeah.
Such a nice lady.
Yeah, she's adorable.
Yep.
Okay, by show of hands, who the hell cares about America? No, dude, I haven't even said what it is yet. Don't put your hand up till you know. Who cares?
Hey, us too. We both did it.
Yeah. No, right. If I have to ask, no one cares. The American Idol reboot.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, sorry.
Now's the time for hands if anybody's throwing them up.
You
care?
Mine.
Do you actually? You don't see? I know. No one cares.
I don't care.
I actually, they're so... Why is it so clear to me that not enough time has gone by for them to be dumping? I mean, they're already looking at $40+ million a season between Katy Perry, whatever the production costs are, the cost of, I mean, it's $1 zillion.
Who's their biggest, Lionel Richie?
Their right. biggest problem, too, and I didn't even watch the show, was as they started to hire celebrities, you saw that the celebrities can't actually give criticism
right.
because they get booed, and the celebrities are unable to accept that.
They want to get cheered.
They suddenly start doing that. You know what's great about you? Meanwhile, they didn't like what that person did, but they just won't say, that sucked, dude. You're not good enough to be on a stage anywhere.
To sum
ever.
It up, you're saying basically they were pointless because it was just the person would sing, these people would kiss their butts.
Push them through without saying anything right. and wait for America to vote them off, I right. guess.
Even after all the nice things they'd said. So anyway, they're doing it again. I don't know. Maybe they'll have something that makes it matter, but I doubt it.
In
so,
every single way, that was just everything I hated.
That's what
great.
It's missing.
That was, and but the problem with him too is after about 3 seasons, he got really bored by it. Like he could barely muster a comment on. He was just so sick of the whole process. I don't know if it was something happening behind the scenes. He was just totally over it. But he was so great those first couple years. It actually I cared deeply about that show, and we got Kelly Clarkson out of it. You know, I love her.
Yeah,
and others, many others. Now they're saying. So we've got Katy Perry, who's getting about $25 million to be the the one of the judges. The Lionel Richie thing has been rumored for a little while. Sources are saying his deal is pretty close to happening, but that's between $3 and
$5
million. Okay. Ryan Seacrest as the host. They're saying they're working out the final details on that, and he's going to make between $10 million and $15 million. And I don't even know why he would want to revisit this. Because he now is on the Kelly Live with Kelly and Ryan, and
yeah.
he's got his production companies. They laid out what his schedule is going to look like if he wants to host this thing, and it looks like the worst week of your life every week.
Yeah,
you know?
That dude's
flying back and forth.
Clearly, only wants to work. He's got no life, and I really.
What's he running away from?
I don't care about him. I don't know him, but I do think any one of us should. Think carefully about how we spend the time of our life. He should go surfing. Like, dude, you've made the money. Go find something fun to do.
Right. If your legacy is going to be American Idol, really, aim higher. Well, who am I to say, though? Like, let him do his
thing.
Well,
we're not to, but right. I do think that, you know, that's... You watch someone who puts a schedule together like that on purpose, and you just go, man, you've got no... There's no fun in your life.
Right. Well, maybe he
that is
loves
his fun.
It. So the rumored third judge, and I like this.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
And I think that this person might actually, you know, have a mean bone in his body. If these sources are to be believed.
Is it Charlie Sheen?
It's not. Where are you? Charlie Sheen wouldn't
a be. Lot of people have mean bones. It's can this person withstand
right.
being booed?
I know. Well, I think that this person might be able to. And listen, a small segment of the people here are going to be like, yes, I can see that. And the rest are going to go, who? Nikki Six from Motley Crue is being rumored as the third judge.
I like it.
I kind of like it too. I'll
tell you what, he can withstand being booed, mm-hmm. and he is outspoken, and he's actually, whether you like Motley Crue or not, he's the guy who wrote all those songs. Mm. So he does have, he's not just a bass player. He writes all the songs. And so, and what I know of him right now is he's got, he wrote a book called The Heroin Diaries, I think it was.
Right.
And it was a year in his life that he spent locked in a house doing heroin.
Oh.
And it's awful. It's really, really ugly. Yeah. But I think they're making that into either a movie or a play.
Oh.
And then there's the Motley, something like that. There's the book, the Motley Crue, what was that called? It's not The Dirty. I'm thinking that's that website usually
right.
goes to. But there's a Motley Crue book about their fame and all the things they did, including the not bathing and
wasn't there
the
like
spaghetti
a
incident, kid, yeah. all the gross stuff
kitty
they did while they were on tour.
And
yeah, there's a book. So, and that's going to be possibly made into it. So he's got a lot going on.
He is like a historical rock figure.
So my point in mentioning all that is he is someone who aspires to more and can do more things and might want to do this to promote all that.
Crank that up. I don't know what year this one is from. This is definitely a newer Crue tune.
This isn't Crue. This is 6 a.m., right?
This is Molly Crue. Sex.
It is?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Put on like Too Young to Fall in Love. No.
There you go.
Much earlier than that.
Come on.
They'd sold out by then. Anyway.
Oh, come on.
There you go.
This is
when they were raw and they sucked hard. Listen to the vocals. So bad. And yet, my husband John credits this album from Motley Crue with changing the course of his life. He was like,
Are you serious?
Yes, he loved Motley Crue.
Like, he traded in his jeans for tights and went, I'm putting on makeup.
And I'm learning to play guitar. These guys kiss, you know? Anyway, Nikki Six from Motley Crue.
I would watch it for him.
I would have to check out an episode of it just to see if he can be, you know, how well-spoken he is. And
oh, you know what? He's got some kind of syndicated radio show, too.
He does, Sixth Sense.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
That's cute.
Mm-hmm.
That's a cute name.
So I'm not surprised. I'm a little surprised initially, but as I think about it, he'd be good.
Sure.
I still won't watch it, but he'd be good.
Yeah. Well, don't worry. I'll play some clips for you. Then.
Okay.
You can catch up on that one. Speaking of which, oh my God, Big Brother. Apparently, it's a 2-hour season premiere last night.
You want to talk to our experts? They're right next to you.
No, it's a... Oh, are they? Where are you?
Here. Oh, the girls?
Right here.
Yeah, these girls actually watched it last night and loved it.
No more
spoilers, because we talked about this at 6 a.m., but...
Yeah. Plenty.
It keeps like getting in my head, like, oh, I can't wait to go watch that.
It's really good.
Yay! Big Brother.
Like,
hey, and if you've never watched a season of Big Brother, make this the year. You know we're going to be blabbing about
it.
So good. Let's talk about John Mayer. I got a few things about John Mayer here.
All right.
John Mayer.
He's good. I like him.
Yeah. He's not my favorite, but I do find him interesting, and I like what he's saying here. He's 39 and taking a break from alcohol, Vinny.
Why say Vinny? Is he a drunk, or is he a guy who's just trying to drop a couple pounds and the beer is sticking to his tummy?
He has like a whole thing about drinking. He says now he just wants to smoke pot.
That's legit.
He says, I put it where drinking used to go, and the quality of life has gone up considerably. So this was an interview with Rolling Stone. John Mayer said, drinking is an effing con. How much is enough? Every time I drank, I was looking for some sort of regulated amount. It always feels wrong for me. I always feel like I went overboard. I said 2, now it's 3. Now we're at 4. I never had a serious issue with it, but I remember looking around going, this feels rigged. I'm taking a break.
Rigged.
There's never an amount that felt
rigged
like...
against him.
Yeah, the system's rigged. How did this happen to me again?
This feels rigged.
It's out to get me. There was never an amount that felt like I was succeeding at life. It always felt wrong. I was always the guy saying I didn't like altered states. Once you know who you are, then it becomes okay. I'm much more open-minded to small changes in consciousness. I remember every trip I ever took. I remember every thought I ever had when I laid there. Is he referring to actually tripping?
Yeah, he's part of the Dead & Company tour. He's been playing with them quite a bit, and it's actually put his own solo work aside to do shows with those guys.
Do you think that they all take LSD and get on stage?
I don't know if they still do it, but I watched the Grateful Dead documentary on Hulu. Wait, no, on Netflix? Uh-huh. No, on Amazon.
One of them.
Who can keep it? It is on Amazon. But anyway, it's excellent, by the way. Really, really good. Even if you're not a fan, it's in San Francisco. That's where they started and where they ended. But it's some of the stuff they tell you during that. Their early days, they took LSD every day. And you just, if you've ever done that stuff, you know it's a 12-hour event. You don't want to repeat the next day. You want to rest for a month after that.
At least.
And these guys were doing it every day. So can they still do that? I don't know. I've never heard an interview where they say that when they did the Chicago shows or the Shoreline just recently that they are still doing that.
Right.
But they said...
It seems unlikely.
In the documentary, they said... There was a guy side stage giving people liquid LSD as they were walking onto the stage.
Oh.
So if you wanted to get on stage, you had to pass by the LSD guy. That seems like a lot, but okay. That was their life.
That does feel a little bit forced.
So I'm assuming, it sounds like he's done it for sure. Whether or not he's performing that way, I don't know.
He's also talking about Katy Perry's comments when she ranked him, Orlando Bloom, and Diplo.
Oh, all right.
He really doesn't have anything to say.
Did he polish his nails? Was he like,
no.
Yeah.
He actually didn't. So she had ranked him first, then Orlando Bloom, and then Diplo. She said, they're all amazing lovers, and I'm going to have sex with all of them when I get out of this place.
Right.
He was asked about it, and he said, I don't have a cool enough thought for you. I've hacked this game. I pay very little of the price of fame now. I get to play the music that moves me the most. I'm having the time of my life. I'm 39. I remember 32. I don't want to do it again.
So I've hacked this game.
Right. So he basically completely skirted the question. I'm sure he's thrilled. Didn't he also bang Jessica Simpson?
Yeah, they dated for a while.
He called her sexual napalm.
Napalm, yep. Mm-hmm. Which is a really neat thought. I mean, it's a huge compliment, I would think.
Yeah, she was mad about it. She went on some talk show earlier.
Yeah, really mad.
She was like, I am mad about it. Oh, my God. I don't know how I feel. She asked my mom. Ben Affleck and Jennifer Garner, they are separated. Are they? And they are getting a divorce, but they have...
It seems like it's like put on hold.
I know. Couple times.
Yeah.
They keep it very friendly because they have 3 kids together.
Right.
I'm up for hearing all that. Go ahead.
The whole thing?
Sure. Oh. A little of it.
Okay. Let's start from here.
Here's Ben, uncomfortable.
But I want to thank you for working on our marriage for 10 Christmases. It's good. It is work, but it's the best kind of work. And there's no one I'd rather work with.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
Embarrassing.
So, so good. Oh, there's a man exploding on stage.
Is she just going, it's over, isn't it? Is she saying that
Maybe
in her
that
head?
That was the moment she realized
like, oh,
it.
We're over.
Like, oh, my God, he's talking about our marriage and having a meltdown on stage. Congratulations, hon. Walk off the stage. Keep going. That's right. Turn around. Anyway, they're getting a divorce, but they keep it friendly. They just flew to Baker's Bay in Great Guanacay in the Bahamas. I'm sure it's amazing. I've never heard of it, which must mean only the rich and famous,
yes, exactly.
Right?
The elite.
What? Oh. They went there for a vacation with their kids, Violet, who's 11, Serafina, who's 8, and Samuel, who's 5. Jen feels it's most beneficial for the kids to have their father present, said some stupid source. they just make up quotes. Anyway, she's basically doing whatever it takes to provide the best arrangements for all of them. They filed for divorce in April, which was actually quite a long time after announcing their separation. And then who knows if they're going to actually divorce or not. I always feel like there's certain couples that I really want them to work
mm-hmm.
out. Like, let him have his craziness and his, you know, gambling and mm-hmm. whatever, hookers. I don't know. And
Ben.
Come back. Yeah, I don't know what his deal is.
He's a gambler.
Well, yeah,
he's
we do. He's in rehab,
gambler.
Isn't he?
Yeah.
Last story you told was he was checking back into rehab.
Right.
And
he's
we haven't heard of him since, yeah. which means he's still in rehab.
Well, no, he just flew down to this great
all right.
So maybe she was like, if you get through rehab, I'll let you come on vacation with the family.
That is how that works, by the way.
Yeah. You do this,
yeah.
I'll let you do
this.
And then
you get to be around us again.
You get to prove it. Let me see. I'll give you a choice. You can. I want to have an Adele song, an Adele story. Oh, hello, Adele. I've got a Dave Chappelle story, or I've got a Kanye West story.
Dave Chappelle, please.
Chappelle. I should have known, actually. You are booing yourself.
So great.
He addresses that. You got to watch the stand-up shows he does on Netflix, is it?
Mm-hmm. I think so.
can't keep all these straight. He's so good. He is absolutely at the top of his game.
He has added Chance the Rapper, Lauryn Hill, and Yasiin Bey to his 14-show residency at Radio City Music Hall. Previously announced performers include Childish Gambino. Doesn't he do some song that I like?
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, it was the one that that Hooman played for Rachel.
Oh, that's yeah. right.
Don't clap about that. Please
no,
don't
and
clap.
It was so good.
When
I
they
mean,
were about to make out.
I'm hiding.
Oh, there he is over there.
Where is he?
Every time
he's
I'm looking
door.
For him, he's not where I saw
I know.
Him last. So let's see. Childish Gambino, The Roots, and Erykah Badu. And there will be appearances by Chris Rock, Trevor Noah, and more, it looks like. August 1st to the 24th. So if you were planning a trip to New York, I'm sure you can't even get tickets to this anymore. But that's what Dave Chappelle is up to these days.
Are you going to kiss me?
Oh, great. Thank you.
Are you going to kiss me right now? So I'm ready.
This
I'm
is
Rachel.
Playing that hot chick's in his car. She says, are you going to kiss me? And he goes, the moment's ruined.
Well, that's not exactly.
Oh, really? How did it go?
How did
exactly?
it go then?
The moment passed?
Yeah.
Sorry.
I said, the moment's gone. The moment's gone.
God forbid you create another one.
I mean, the song was still going.
That's a great song.
I know. I love this. Mm. And isn't this the alter ego of some.
Yeah,
actor?
Danny Glover.
Yeah.
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 I think the show's called Atlanta, right?
Really
yeah,
good.
So, yeah.
All right, that's going to do it. Where is Rachel? Oh, my God. What's coming up in the news, Ben?
Bodybuilding makes the news. Marijuana makes the news.
Right.
Your 4th of July barbecue makes the news. And more after these.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show, broadcasting from the beautiful Fairmont Sonoma Mission Inn,
yay!
Where they treat you like kings and queens. As long as you behave yourself. Let's keep that in mind, okay? This part of the program is brought to you by America's Tire. Our text number is 800-400-3697, and we are in receiving mode. So please feel free to send those. I know you're going to do a little bit of a roundup here at the end, and we have our thank yous to do for all the kind people here at the Fairmont, and of course, you wonderful listeners. Visit America's Tire this Friday and Saturday for up to $320 in Visa prepaid cards when you buy select packages with America's Tire credit. America's Tire, America's neighborhood tire store.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by RadioAlice.com. Go to our station's website. There'll be pictures put up from our big event here at the Sonoma Fairmont, right? There'll
Absolutely.
Be pictures up.
Oh,
everyone,
sure.
Promotions,
yep.
yes?
Yep.
And we're Facebook Live-ing, right?
Vaughn.
And is that on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page, or where is that found?
Oh, the Alice Facebook page.
All right. So check us out on Facebook, everyone. So here's what's happening. We'll begin with marijuana.
Oh.
That's fun, right?
The sticky icky. Ganja. Mary Jane.
The sticky icky, she says.
Oh, yeah, kick that in. That's good. But then I got high.
As marijuana is about to become legal here in California, they're still trying to sort out a lot of the issues that come with that, the changes. This is actually a snapshot from USA Today, but if pot were legal, less than 40%, but still a pretty good number, said it would bother them to see a store selling marijuana in their neighborhood, even if pot's legal.
Yeah.
So think about that. Down the street from your house, you may have a liquor store, but you wouldn't think twice about it. But what about a pot store?
I know, because I think people think that a bad element is going to come by there, you know?
Right.
But the same thing happens with liquor stores. There's like some ragtag people there as well.
Pot has been criminalized,
yep.
So therefore, as it's illegal, we think it's... Meanwhile, it's everybody. It's the businessman, the mom down the street. It's plenty of people on their time off.
People are sick. They just want to have fun.
Like the light up.
Sure.
As opposed to, and you just said it with John Mayer saying, you know, drinking is often a much heavier buzz than marijuana would provide you.
Oh, my God. For sure.
There's less of the one eye thing, and there's, you know.
Right. The worst case scenario with weed, you're like, I got to check out for a while. I'm just going to go over here and quiver in the corner.
I need to be alone.
Okay, I'm better. I was just wigging out for a minute.
Sarah, you're through. By the way, I guess I should just mention it this way. Bryn's birthday is going to happen while we're out, so we should all... Bryn's birthday!
Happy birthday!
Thank you.
Daddy-o.
It's July 4th, and Sarah's throwing him a big party.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
Can't wait, Sarah.
She didn't send out the invite, the paperless post.
Oh, you're just not invited.
Oh,
there you are. No, I'm not. You know what? My goal was to have his birthday party at my house, and I.
But, so what are we gonna do?
Awesome.
In substitution.
I don't have a substitute available for you.
Oh, that's too bad.
I'm sorry, I didn't make other.
How
plans.
About we all hang out by the koi pond and celebrate?
Yeah.
That?
In the war zone.
No. Yeah. Someone will for sure fall through the deck, and then that's, you know.
Lawsuit.
Yeah.
As the rest of us get ready for our 4th of July barbecues and parties, they say it's under $10 per person to throw a party. By the time you think about just hot dogs, burgers, some drinks, it's actually a pretty reasonable shindig.
Yeah.
Better than going out.
Oh, yeah. Cook it up at home, and then you get to be the backyard that smells good, and everyone walks by and goes, oh, I wish that was my backyard. That smells good.
You won't be in Germany yet, though, will you?
No. Right. We're going to go to my friend's house. You're not invited, Bryn. Sorry.
Oh, damn it.
Neither are you, woman.
I'll swing by your house anyway.
Yeah, okay. Just
I'll just break into your backyard.
What will you do? For half a year, you were told you were getting a birthday party thrown for you, and now you're not. What
you
are
know,
you going to do?
My family always has a barbecue. So when I go to Sarah's, I usually ditch my fam. Which is kind of a bummer. So I'm sure they're out.
Bummer for them.
How about a fast fact?
Oh,
I love fast facts.
In the 1700s and 1800s, squirrels were popular as pets.
Really?
I can see that. They're very cute.
All right.
I would love to have a little squirrel for a pet.
You would?
Well, I don't know. I mean, could you teach them tricks and stuff?
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably not.
Probably.
Squirrel.
All right.
Yeah, I mean, people have
my
hamsters.
My brother has like little trick squirrels in his yard. Oh.
So he has some pet squirrels.
Well,
little trick squirrels.
There's this round, wiry thing, and he puts peanuts in them. And so the squirrel has to get in there and get the peanuts. And so I sit there and I could watch them for hours.
Mm.
They're fun.
He doesn't have cable.
So you want to know the law about squirrels?
Yes.
Yeah.
So it says squirrels do make great pets if you're a good squirrel owner.
Oh.
But it says don't bring wild animals into your home unless you have experience raising exotic pets.
All right.
So it's legal.
Exotic.
Well, you know, they kind of look like guinea pigs or prairie dogs or, you know, we have rodents as pets. Like, I can't imagine that they would be much different from that. I got to get one of those wire things. That
yeah,
sounds
they're neat.
Awesome. My cats would freaking love that. Mm-hmm. The squirrels taunt my cats. Mm. It's funny.
It's funny.
Your poor cats. Well, I mean, if they can catch a squirrel, they can, you know, go for it, but... Those things, they know, too.
Like, if you're going to do the squirrel as a pet, you got to get it within the first 6 months.
Of its life?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you got to steal a baby squirrel away from a mom.
Where is our research department talking from right now?
I know. Don't. I keep looking around, and I'm hiding. I can't even see him.
I swear.
Oh, there he is, right there.
I don't have my glasses on, but yeah. I am looking that room over.
Yeah.
There he is. Got him.
I keep going wherever Vaughn is pointing.
My eyesight goes to wherever that is.
Don't help him, Vaughn. Don't help him.
Approximately 2% of people have a gene that makes it so their armpits don't smell.
Oh. Mm, that's
but
nice.
10% of people think they have that gene. That's a crazy thing.
You don't even have to use anything. Just.
Well, I do definitely have
I dated to. A girl like that.
No stink at all?
Ever. Didn't need to use it.
Oh, good
at all.
Her.
I know. It's just weird because I would always be like at the, today you've got to stink. Let me check.
No smell.
Never, ever. And never put any deodorant on. And didn't matter how long the day was. By the end, I was fascinated by it. Like, come on.
Well, you're the odor police. Well, I just, you must have had to check all the time.
You've got to stink by now. I had stuff on and I smell. Come on. Nothing.
That's crazy.
A couple went to Victoria's Secret in Fairfield, Connecticut on Monday and bought $780 worth of stuff.
So two bras and a pair of underpants?
Yeah, right, basically.
Wow. And they used counterfeit money.
Oh.
Counterfeit 50s and 100s.
Oh.
Their plan was to go back later in the day and return the items for real cash return. Unfortunately, though, when they turned the bra and panties back in, they were refunded the original counterfeit money.
Is that right?
So the lady who was pulling the scam went, hey, these bills are counterfeit. And that's when the person behind the cash register realized what these two were up to. They called the cops and the couple took off. Police are investigating.
That's so funny. That's, you know, God, counterfeiting, you can't do it, people. But it's so tempting. Like the laser printers these days, it's like, man, you could just print your own money. Remember that one time we were talking about this and someone sent us a bill that they had made?
Oh, I don't remember.
We were like, oh my God, it's crazy.
Did that happen?
It did happen.
Oh. I never know. Yeah. I don't remember.
Do you remember that? Somebody sent us one that they did.
I do, yeah.
And they crinkled it up and kind of like aged the paper even a little. I was just like, you got to be kidding me. Or maybe it was a real $10 bill and they were just effing with us.
The other day I was walking around the financial district and a homeless guy came up to me and said, could you buy me a Big Mac? I was walking by Burger King, so I said, sure. I walked in, the dude in front of me like was ready to buy 4 Big Macs, 4 milkshakes, 4 everything. And then he went to go pay with a $100 bill as well. And the cashier said, she looked at it, she goes, this is fake. And the guy goes, yeah, you're right. And he took it and he walked out. He took his money back, walked out.
Oh, he knew it was fake.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it looked fake. I was like, I looked at it too. I'm like, yeah, that's fake.
That's like me with my fake ID when I was a young boy.
Uh-huh. You just had to snatch it back.
Well, yeah, you're right.
But I'm going to go try it down the street.
Or their move was, take that out of there because you have it in the window.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be like, I can't. It's this thick.
You're going to know.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. I'm going to do a couple of these. We've got some thank yous.
We do.
And then we need to tap out. For American Idol, you need judges and nobody like producers and music who have credibility. Then you'd have a better show. When they started putting celebrities as judges, it became a show about celebrities, not about people auditioning. That's right. True. You know who was good? Is it Jimmy Iovine?
Mm-hmm.
That guy, I don't. What show was he on? Was he on American Idol or?
He was on American Idol.
Like a mentor, though, right?
Really good.
Yeah, he was never one of the judges. He was the mentor, and he was super smart. And I you know, I just think that they underestimate what the American public. Well, maybe they don't. I don't know. But I really do feel like you could take a couple unknowns. Like, look at Simon Cowell. None of us had ever heard of him. But he was honest. He was direct. He was interesting. I mean, there are interesting people out there.
Well,
like,
that's
let's
true,
find some of them.
But in his case, that was like lightning in a bottle.
That's
Those
true.
Guys just hit.
It worked.
And hit big right out.
Yeah.
Yeah, that Iovine guy, though, he's interesting because he really knows music and has been in music forever. So at least the credibility is there, that's right. For sure. Hi, Uzi. Rite Aid sells thrifty ice cream. It's about $2 for a single scoop now.
All right. Yummy.
Did you guys cover the Cash Me Outside girl's arrest?
No.
Was she arrested?
I didn't hear that.
Yeah, she was.
Excellent.
Well,
what was it for,
live
though?
Shows, sometimes like, stuff gets through the cracks. What do you know?
For beating up?
I just, it was one of the stories that was over there when I was just hanging out. I didn't read it.
Yeah, it's not on my news alerts, unfortunately.
You said you got it?
Yeah, don't worry.
Brandon,
about
it. Got it?
That, she was bound to get arrested. She's a hooligan.
Yep, that's true. Met Sarah yesterday for the first time. She's hot.
Oh.
Yeah, she is.
I'd totally girl-on-girl make out with her, says 510.
Well, get a couple drinks into me. You might have a shot. Oh, there's... Oh, here we go. Hold on. Hang on. Cash me outside, girl.
Arrested.
Pleads guilty to grand theft and other charges.
Oh, that's Let's not see. Good. Grand theft is bad news.
Grand theft, filing a false police report, and marijuana. An incident prior to her appearance on Dr. Phil. I don't really say much
oh,
about
Oh, it's really
the,
before her
it is.
Big fame.
Yeah, it's before
oh,
it, and
okay.
she's just... She guilty. Just pled guilty to it. So it looks like she wasn't arrested. She was just... She showed up in court.
She looks like a baby.
Well, she is a baby. She's like, is she 15 now? 14?
Yeah.
She's a brat, too.
Yeah.
Not just a baby.
925 says, great event and great narwhal race.
Oh, was fun.
Oh. It sure was.
Very competitive.
Did Hooman, you text that in?
It was a well-deserved
Are you texting
win.
Us?
I don't
Thank
know where
you.
Caleb is, but here are the third place winners.
Third place winners.
Supermodel couple. They work out 7 days a week.
Oh.
Wow.
Rarely eat more than 1,000 calories a day.
Are you just, is this all true
trim.
Or is he making this up?
They did all the stuff last night. Isn't that true, Miss?
No.
He's
no. It's all in my face.
Right.
Get out of my face with that big thing.
She tried to do this crazy turn at the end, this like special move,
and that's when
they couldn't
gone.
Quite
it.
Execute.
Backfired, huh?
Isn't that true, sir?
Yeah, she tried to backflip off the narwhal.
Oh. Well, that'll be the undoing of you.
Those things happen, everybody.
Yeah, they do.
They happen.
You're
right.
Such a graceful winner.
I know.
Thank you.
Not
everyone.
Rubbing it in at all. Meanwhile, Hooman sat on the float, and the guy who was did
right.
all the work. All right,
yeah.
here
we got true. No, I pushed him.
Actually, I don't know.
Actually, Hooman was chasing
but
after
But then again,
him.
Yeah,
you
I
guys,
know.
You guys,
that's
you guys,
what it looked like.
Oh, really? I was barely watching.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Did you guys compete, or did you give up your spot?
His name was
that's
Nate.
That's right. You didn't even do it.
He was doing. He was sitting on the float, going like this, swimming.
Uh-huh.
Himself.
Anyway, I didn't do that text for it to devolve into an argument. I just thought I'd say we're segueing to thank you, Sonoma.
Yes, thank
Fairmont.
You.
Oh.
Fairmont, Sonoma, Mission Inn.
What a great time.
We just got an on-air invite for next year. So.
Yeah. Woo-hoo.
We're going to hold them to it.
Yeah. We want to thank Doug Harville, our boss and senior VP and market manager of CBS Radio San Francisco, for his support of the show. No matter how crazy we get, somehow he's okay with it. Michelle Heston from the Fairmont Hotel. Everybody's
yeah.
probably had a chance to talk
Michelle.
To Michelle. She's the queen over here. Angela and Arun from the Fairmont,
mm-hmm.
and they took care of everything. So thank you so much
yeah.
to them. Rick Corcoran, the general manager of Fairmont. Sonoma Mission Inn and Spa for his hospitality and getting up so early to talk to us. And same thing for executive chef Bruno Tyson. He's over there at Sante, and
yep.
that place is delicious. And he laid out a whole little mini
what
spread for us.
What was that thing? Huevos? I had a cup of Huevos Rancheros.
Yeah,
God, that
delicious.
Was killer.
Crazy good. And he did our 5-star breakfast over there. To the Monterey Bay Aquarium for sponsoring our annual narwhal floaty race and the delicious Nargarita signature cocktails last night.
Mm-hmm.
Alan Rosen from Bananas at Large large for the custom Ultimate Ears in-ear monitors that went to our karaoke winner, to the mermaids for adding eye candy to the pool, Joey Gwynn for our off-the-charts karaoke party. That was the guy who did the...
He did
a great job with that. Of course, all of our listeners for coming
out. Thank you guys so much.
We love it. Denise, Rebecca, Michelle, and the awesome Alice Promotions team.
Woo! So good.
They are amazing.
The best.
Our engineer, Brian Tonneson, over here.
Brian.
And our board ops back at the station, Vanessa and Ethan. They always make us sound good. Yes. Vaughn, thank you for Facebook Live and the whole thing and taking care of all of you, picking up all the loose ends. You usually good job. Oh. I know it's a tough job putting this whole thing together.
It's great. Well, I couldn't do it without everyone. I wanted to thank these folks, the Wine Glass Writer folks. Some of you got pens. You can use them for
your glasses.
Oh, yeah, that's really neat.
Yeah, these are really fun. So thank
you
to those guys.
Kuhlman, Benny, Bryn, Yuzi.
Sarah.
Thank you guys so very much for another great year at the Sonoma Mission and Spa, the Fairmont. Thank you guys so much. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you.
Bye.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.